Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com as we wind down the high school football season in the fall of 2021. We're joined by Steve Spivey, our good friend from New Windsor. We call him the New Windsor Rodeo Cowboy. And I was watching the 2A state championship football game on early Friday afternoon, and I see a Steve Spivey sighting during the game. Congratulations, Mr. Spivey. Nice to get, a state championship assignment. I know your crew was down there just a few years ago. So what about working another state final?
Well, thank you, Jim. It's always a nice way to end the season when you get to work at either Northern or Champaign, depending on where the state finals are at that particular year. And we found out about two and a half weeks beforehand that we had the assignment. So it's a thrill. It's an honor. And got to officiate a good game, which makes it even better.
Well, let's first up highlight the rest of your crew. I know it's a good group and a bunch of guys you think highly of.
Yes. Ted Johnson from Galesburg is my umpire. He's also our crew chief, which means he gets to handle all the details from one week to the next of where we're going, where we're meeting, talking with athletic directors the week before, et cetera, et cetera. He does a lot of the grunt work beforehand. Dave Moore from Abingdon is my head linesman. John Carroll joined us this year for the first time. He is from the Wyoming area, served as the head linesman, and Randy Manuel from Manawan's back judge.
And it's great when you get a state final assignment because a couple of things happen. One, the games you officiate during the regular season, those teams and those coaches think you do a good job. And two, the IHSA thinks you do a good job when you get that assignment. What about that?
Yes, it's very rewarding that both the IHSA and Sam Knox, who's in charge of football for the IHSA, and the coaches that we work with year in and year out, think we're among the best officials in the state of Illinois, and our performance merits us to be considered to work deep into the playoffs and state finals. So it's very rewarding that those parties have a lot of faith in our ability and how we perform on the field.
How strange was it for you when you look at kind of the dynamics in play where, you know, last season it was a spring season and, I think it was a surprise to everyone when in late January they said, well, we're going to have a football season now in Illinois. And then you fast forward to back to kind of a regular season here in the fall of 2021. What was that like from an officiating standpoint, I guess?
Strange, to say the least. Those of us who worked multiple sports, in my case, both football and basketball, you're used to starting the school year off in the fall off with football. And then sometimes in November, if you're working football playoffs, you kind of get a period of time there where you're working both football and basketball, and then transition to basketball. Well, last school year was just the opposite. No football in the fall. I also officiate high school basketball in Iowa, and they played starting the 1st of December like they normally do with some COVID protocols in place and did that. And as you said, all of a sudden, Illinois says we're going to start playing basketball in February. And when you have Illinois trying to put a lot of games together in a short period of time and also Iowa still playing, basketball suddenly got to be very hectic, and all of a sudden you finish the basketball season and the next Friday night you're on a football field somewhere. It was very strange, but not so much for us as officials, but for the players and the high school players to at least have a partial football season, even though there was no postseason. That's where it was important that they played, and if we could help facilitate that and make it worthwhile for them, that was happy to do that.
Yeah, that's great. And so, we hear about the shortage out there. Specifically, I mean, the big concern is, high school football with, we saw some of the conferences had to schedule, you know, maybe some Thursday night games this past year and this past season, and you know more Saturday games just to kind of try to make everything work. So you're on the front lines in all of this, and you're a guy that has been doing it forever, as they say, but you're not going to be able to do it forever. I mean, there's going to be an end point sometime. So what are you hearing, and how concerned are you about the numbers out there as it impacts high school sports and specifically high school football?
The shortage of officials in football is acute, and as you said, this fall for the first time, a lot of conferences were forced to schedule some of their games for either Thursday night or Saturday because there simply are not enough officials to officiate every game being played on a Friday night. There's just not enough of us anymore to go around. There are some things about football that are not appealing to some people. We usually start out in last part of August when it can be hot and humid and sometimes fighting thunderstorms on Friday night, to the end of the season where how much cold weather gear do I need to be putting on, and having everything in between. Getting the officials' equipment for basketball is relatively affordable, but working a full football season, you've got quite a variety of gear, so there's some financial investment for an official right out of the gate when it comes to uniform for hot weather, cold weather, and everything in between. And sometimes it's not fun being on a football field if it's pouring down rain or the wind's 30 miles an hour and the temperature's 30 degrees and there's snow flurries. That tends to be a deterrent for people getting into football officiating. But, Jim, as we see in all sports, because there's also starting to be a little bit of concern about the number of basketball officials at the high school level, and that has to do with conduct of some coaches and some fans, that some officials after two or three years says, I'm not going to put up with this abuse. I got better things to do. And it's going to take some changes in attitude on the part of everybody involved with these sports to understand young officials are learning just like young players are learning. They're going to make mistakes. When I first started out in football and basketball, God knows I made plenty of mistakes too. Give them time to learn. Give them time to get acclimated to judgments involved, positioning, et cetera, so that we can have enough people available to officiate games for students in football especially, but also basketball at the lower levels. If we're going to be able to have enough officials to cover all these games for all the participants.
Yeah, and well said. And I know, you know, when we talk about fan behavior and maybe even some coaching behavior, it's just a small minority that are involved in that. But unfortunately, that ruins it for everybody. I mean, that's what's too bad. About that situation, and I get it. You know, who wants to take the abuse if you're just starting in this profession? But as we wind down, you still, you know, on a positive note, you still, you know, believe that it's a rewarding profession. You get enjoyment out of what you do. You like this occupation, officiating high school basketball, officiating high school football. So that means you're still going to do it for a while, probably, because you get enjoyment out of it. So why is that? Why does Steve Spivey enjoy this occupation, this profession, this hobby, or whatever you want to call it?
It's both a hobby and a profession. It lets me be an active participant in the game, even though my playing days ended decades ago. It allows me to be an active participant in a sport I enjoyed when I was in high school, and this gives me the opportunity to continue to be actively involved and not just somebody watching as a spectator. And so, yes, I do enjoy doing it. I have always said if it ever becomes a job, and it's no longer enjoyable, I have no business doing it. And I haven't reached that point yet.
That's great. And again, Steve Spivey and his crew, second time they were assigned to the state football championships 2016, and now this past Friday, the 2A state title game in 2021. Again, Steve, before you leave us today, again, the rest of your crew, again, I want to make sure they're mentioned again.
Yeah. Pat Johnson from Galesburg, Dave Moore from Abington, John Carroll from Wyoming, and Randy Manuel from Anawan.
All right, sir. Maybe we'll see you in a hospitality room during the basketball season, and we'll break bread together. How about that?
Hey, Jim, looking forward to it as always.
All right. Thank you, sir. Stay safe. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Jim.
Steve Spivey, state championship football official, joining us on WRMJ.